Very good. Full Solo, which is something that, which I've written only a few months ago, and it goes like this. I hope you can hear it better than I can.
Thank you. she cried so bitterly. Of the analogy you from love she called to me. Just a ride.
Thank you.
called Like an Old Fashioned Waltz. And it's kind of a new song, and whilst you're in the mood for dancing, you can like jiggle about on your feet to this tune. You know what I mean?
Thank you. This is a song called Ned Kelly, or the Ballad of Ned Kelly. Thank you. That's surprising.
It's off a
record called Father's Day. Ned was this fella who was like a bushranger, you know, he was like an Australian Jesse James or Robin Hood, that sort of like people. No, he didn't look anything like Mick Jagger, but he did wear a pink scarf, which is, that's not put down in any way. Yeah, I know. I mean, if you could think of, you know, never mind, you know, I don't think it was very well cast as a movie. It has nothing to do with his singing ability or that sort of thing. Any case, this guy was... How they came to be heroes, you see, is when you're a robber in those days, you didn't have anything to spend your money on, so you had to give it away. You'd be sort of like carrying bags and bags of sort of gold bullion around, wouldn't you? Which would eventually weigh you down, kill your horse, and you'd die first. So they gave it away as a good guy. He wasn't a bad guy, though, you know, like Irish convict's son had a very hard time in the 1880s. And they were persecuted by the English, you know that, don't you? I mean, I can't get into the whole history of this. I mean, hello, we're late already, I mean, you must be all weary. But in any case, Ned was a good guy, and they eventually hung him, which is the fate that happened to most sort of bushrangers. Or they got shot, you know, they came to terrible ends. There's no sort of living up today in any case. No. I have to tell a really quick up here on it. This guy, Jack Donahue, was another bushranger who was mentioned in this here song, right? Now, except he was Ned Kelly's hero. He was one of the early ones, one of the, you know, the granddaddies of bushrangers. Well, he was caught a couple of times, and they only hung him once. He got away, you see, and his miraculous escape happened when he was actually on the scaffold, standing there, their hands behind him, and noose and the whole thing, and he was just about to throw the trap, and he drew the hangman's attention to the fact that it was lunchtime. No, he didn't go there just at that moment. He hung around for a little while. Any case, you know, the hangman had a good union in those days. There's a lot of business to hangman. It's getting very short these days, especially, you know, like in England. I don't tell me I got to come to Washington and hear Nick, and I thought, I'll close my ears. I won't listen. When I go to Washington, I'll hide, right? No, I won't turn on the TV or read the paper. And then it comes up every day. Where was I? Jack Donahue. I'm telling you, it's going to take a long time. Any case, I must say, so the hangman, being a strong union man, said to his assistant, let's go to lunch. They went to lunch and they left him standing up there. And because it was a bit behind schedule, like we are, the village idiot whose job it was to come in and, you know, take it all down and clean it up and put it away, came in. He'd never seen someone actually standing on the scaffold before. He said to Tommy, he said, what are you doing up there, Scott? He said, I'm working. He said, how much do they pay you for that job? He said, 10 quid an hour. That's £10. Christ, they only pay me 35 shillings and I sweep this bloody yard out 18 times a week. Donahue says, well, do you want to swap jobs? You know. Idiot, thinking it was fantastic, got up on the scaffold and the hangman came out after lunch in a few jars of ale. Not too bothered about who he is, right? And he just threw the trapdoor open and said, see you later. The idiot fell through, being a heavier chap than Donahue. He broke the rope, right? And ran right in his ass and said, Christ, I know why they pay you 10 quid a week for this thing. Nearly broke his bloody neck. Never mind, this has got nothing to do with Jack Donahue, it's Ned Kelly. the Lass of Exhibitshire, which is off the number 9 record. It's about a deserter who's slaving off and has to leave the army, right, because he's got tired of it and is going home to see his girl, and the whole thing is he's throwing it all away and marching pretty quickly. The Hexhamshire, which is in the north-east of England. It's up on the border.
Away with the bottle of blue, and away with the cap and feather, I want to see my last stand in an Hexhamshire, on the same side, and over the moss and the mire. I want to see my last stand in an Hexhamshire, a mile of the well and a mile of the nearer. I'm in the middle of the boat, but I want to see my last stand in an Hexhamshire. If only I could be lying there silent, while the sky in the arms will be dying. I want to see my last stand in an Hexhamshire. I want to see my last stand in an Hexhamshire. A skin is like a silver, the hair is like a silver, a breath is even blue. They all fall, but I get me on the same side, and over the bottom of the mire. I want to see my last stand in an Hexhamshire. This love I am feeling, keep my love in front, thinking of it nearly, that's the same life, open the box into my eyes. I want to take my hand, that is an extra style, I'll play with the bones in here, lift it away with the cap and the feather.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.